This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Sharmila Ganesan with Juliet Jacobs and Sumitra Selvaraj. So a study has found that people who consume less are happier than those who engage in other pro-environmental consumer behaviors like buying environmentally friendly products. Mm-hmm. So is buying green just another variant of materialism?
So in a new study published in the journal Young Consumers, University of Arizona researcher Sabrina Helm and her collaborators explored how culturally entrenched materialistic values influence pro-environmental behaviors in millennials.
Okay, so yikes. This is,
yes. So, and these, and of course, the millennials are the ones who are considered the most influential consumers in the U.S. So the researchers analyzed the group's spend happy ways and they reached a sobering conclusion that buying green is just another variant of materialism.
Yes. Well, the fact is the world doesn't need any more stuff, right?
It doesn't.
The study concluded that these new things don't make us happy, no matter how small a footprint they make on the environment. Buying less, on the other hand, could actually make us happier. The researchers looked at data from a longitudinal study that followed 968 young adults from their first year of college. This was when they were between the ages of 18 to 21, to 2 years post-college when they were between the ages of 23 and 26.
So researchers identified two different approaches, right, to the environment. Some millennials try to curb their spending outright by simply consuming less. They might, for example, try and fix an item rather than replace it or head to a repair cafe, an increasingly popular option in the US, which is also a country that produces some 254 million tons of potentially salvageable rubbish.
That's right.
The other option for millennials was to buy green, essentially looking for products made from recycled or biodegradable materials, like upcycled materials as well, right?
Yes, pretty much, yeah. So, and at the same time, the research team looked at the participants' overall happiness and sense of personal well-being by asking them to respond to an online survey. In a university press release, the researcher Sabrina Helm noted that reduced consumption wasn't actually an option for some of the more materialist participants. They may have felt an intrinsic need to buy things, but when they did, they opted for so-called green products.
To make themselves
feel better. So she explained, you know, that they found evidence that there is a group of people that belong to the green materialists, that's what they're called. And this is the group that feels that they're satisfying both the planet and their own desire to buy things.
So two wrongs do not make a right.
This is exactly what this research is saying.
So the other group managed to overcome these culturally entrenched values of consumerism and simply learn to make do with less. So you might think that the first group, those that were accumulating all this stuff and feel like they were doing their part for the environment, that they would be the happiest. I mean, who's going to be happy with less, right?
Yeah. No, but it actually turns out that those who curb their consumption reported feelings of more positive personal well-being. When it comes to life satisfaction, the study concludes less is really more. The researchers explained that they thought it might satisfy people that they participated in being more environmentally conscious through green buying patterns. But it doesn't seem to be that way because they found that reduced consumption has effects on increased well-being and decreased psychological distress. But they didn't see that with the green consumption.
So the idea that you can't buy happiness is, you know, we hear it very often. We know, for example, that putting our money towards life experiences rather than things does help us feel more fulfilled. But what about this idea of finding joy in having less, right? That, I think, is a bit of a tough pill for some to swallow. But for the sake of our planet and for ourselves, it actually may be just what we need.
Yeah, and we've been told since childhood that there's a product for everything and that it's okay to buy. And that, you know, that's a good thing because that's how the economy works, of course, you know. We've been brought up this way. So I guess changing behaviors is very difficult. And somebody I know who has changed her behaviors, that's Suyi Kaur. She's the co-founder of Zero Waste Malaysia. And she lives an environmentally conscious lifestyle that creates as little waste as possible. So I asked her earlier today when I spoke to her, I asked her about how she got started on her zero waste journey and about finding joy in having less.
So I first started the zero waste lifestyle since 2016 after watching a TED Talk that presented by Lauren Singer, who has already living in a zero waste lifestyle for more than 3 to 4 years. So the idea of not throwing any unnecessary trash blow my mind because it has been a while since I saying myself that I love the environment, but instead I'm not doing enough things to really help with the environment by individual actions. So instead, I used to be complaining to the system, whereas I only realized that, yes, I'm able to actually make a change by changing my consumerism habits or even just trying a simple things to swap in my daily life in order to avoid any unnecessary trash. Yeah.
And, you know, going on that point of avoiding unnecessary trash, can you just remind us about the 5R Zero Waste methodology?
Yeah. So by achieving Zero Waste Lifestyle, we can actually approach the 5R concept that presented by B. Johnson from Zero Waste Home.
Yes.
So the first R is to refuse things that we do not need. So this includes to refuse receiving any flyers or learn to just say no to single-use products such as single-use straws. Mm-hmm. Because when we actually learn to say no from the beginning, we are able to stop the demand on creating much more products like this. So we are able to tell the upstream producer to stop producing this kind of products. Mm-hmm. And we are able to reduce all this unnecessary trash. And the second R will be to reduce, which is the hardest R for me at the beginning because it's really to reduce the things that we really need and focus on things that we do need and also to simplify our life. And as far as simple things, just like minimize your wardrobe, it will definitely help to change our perspective on the always living. And the third one will be reuse, which is very, very important for me as well because it's been a very long learning journey for me to master the power of reuse because at first I think that zero waste living is about buying more zero waste alternatives. And actually the most meaningful of zero waste lifestyle is to reuse whatever you already have at your home. So try to look at your surroundings and see what kind of things that you already have. So, for example, a very durable Tupperware plastic water bottle, you can actually reuse until it actually broken, and then you can look for a better alternative before you trying to purchase something new. And the fourth one will be recycle, to recycle what you can't actually refuse, reduce and reuse. So recycle is actually the second last resort because it means also that recycling definitely needs more extra resources from the energy and also the human labor to sort all the recyclable products. And they need a lot of water to really clean all this recyclable material. So it definitely requires much more process. And it's always better for us to learn to refuse, reduce, reuse before we think of recycle. And the last but not least would be the rod to compost your food scraps. So in general, in Malaysia, we have around 50% of our trash that we produce are potentially organic waste that can be transformed into rich nutrient soil. So if, let's say, every household in Malaysia, we learn how to do composting at home or even just send our garden waste or even kitchen waste to all this community garden that do composting, will be also helpful and reduce the burden of our nature. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just going back to this article that we were discussing, you know, that, you know, buying less seems to be the thing that brings more happiness. I mean, because now that more people are on board, you know, let's call it the eco train. Okay. There's also a surge in green products. So, you know, the metal straws, the upcycled products, all of those sorts of things, they're all good. But I think the environmental benefits of green products are not that they somehow fix the environment or have zero impact, but rather that they're, you know, the environmental impacts are less than those of similar products. Would you agree with that?
Yes, totally. Because I also believe that buying is actually very addictive. But unfortunately, it still falls under the circle of materialism and capitalism. So I think that actually buying less could give you more options that for you to think creatively. And also, if you are buying things, you are still exploiting new resources from our earth.
Right.
And because in right now, the industry, they have a lot of like recycled product that made from sustainable material or even recycled material. Those products are still require a lot of energy to really process it. If, let's say, we are able to buy less by using what we already have, then it would definitely a better choice. Yeah, so instead of material driven society, we should also focus more on service driven cycle. Yeah.
Mm. And I mean, how was it for you? You know, you did mention earlier that, you know, it was a bit of a struggle, but, you know, have you found yourself happier now that, you know, you've reduced so much of your consumption that you're not, and I'm correct in saying that you don't buy a lot of new things unless absolutely necessary. So has that made you happier?
Yes, actually for me personally, I feel that I'm able to save tons of money from that. And by buying less, also by simplifying my life, I find that I have no longer to really restricted by my source of income, but I can actually live with less money income, but still live the same quality of life, and even it's actually a better quality of life. Mm-hmm. And as well as I think it's also important for everyone of us know that there is no such thing as a better material, because all of the material that right now we are using is also technically, for example, for plastic bags, they are also driven from our nature, which mm-hmm. is the oil. And it's all about how we actually use it, how we as a conscious consumer to use it wisely. Because in fact, there are some arguments about using paper bag is much more better than plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, the carbon footprint of a paper bag is much more higher than manufacturing a paper bag, because the carbon emission of manufacturing of one single paper bag is around 3 to 4 times much more higher than producing a plastic bag. Right. Yeah, but the environmental impact of plastic bag is much more dangerous than the paper bag, because paper bag is that it can be decomposed. But yeah, it's sort of like a chicken and egg solution.
Mm.
You don't have a perfect material, but it's all about how we use it wisely. Yeah.
And I think, you know, the problem also is with recycling, right? We think that, oh, okay, as long as we recycle it, we can keep buying anything and everything that we want. But of course, there is the processes that require it for recycling, which is also bad for the environment. So I guess the solution is to just consume less.
Yes. In fact, I actually just back from Berlin, which is a visitor program to learn about the waste disposal and plastic recycling in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So I genuinely feel that after visiting all this, which Germany is a top country that do most of the recycling activities.
Mm-hmm.
But after the visit, I was thinking that yes, we should really educate people to think about refuse, reduce, reuse before recycling, because not all of the recycled product is actually ended up in the recycling process, because for a big scale of recycling plant, definitely they will left out all this small recycled products that can't actually fit into the machine. So most of the small recyclable product that will end up in the incineration plant.
So that was Suyi Kaur, the co-founder of Zero Waste Malaysia. You know, just going back to that, guys, I mean, do you find joy in consuming less?
I find, well, firstly, if we're talking about chocolate cake, no.
I'm with you on that.
Your honesty is appreciated.
You're welcome. But I was going to say, I do find as I become older that I find myself less invested in
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm less inclined to accumulate things, even things I really like. Yeah, when I travel, I no longer really buy souvenirs. It just starts feeling like it's weighing me down. So I actually do understand that idea that happiness may not necessarily come from buying things, even if they may be so-called green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can certainly do with less things in my house. And it's something... It's a process that I go through often as well. I would walk into my kitchen, and if I open a cupboard and I find that it looks cluttered, then it's time to start. And I will declutter on a regular basis, sometimes a little bit too enthusiastically. And then a week later realize, I really needed that. I shouldn't have thrown it out. But I think there is value in needing less, because you actually don't need as much as you think you
exactly.
do in the first place.
Exactly.
Right? Who needs 16 Tupperwares?
I don't know, Sumitra.
I'm not sure. There's a desk here with some Tupperwares piled under it that suspiciously looks like they might be yours.
That's for me to tapau food.
So for me, I'm finding it, I'm happier when I get rid of things.
Yes.
And not throwing it away, not recycling it, but giving it to other people.
Yes.
So seeing who needs what that I already have and giving it away, because there's just so much things in my house. There's toys everywhere. There's clothes everywhere. I just hate it. And it gives me great joy to give it away.
Yeah, so the thing about clothes for me has been, for somebody who wears saris on a regular basis, for many, many years, for decades, saris were imbued with memories and stories of other people and relatives especially, right? I always thought that I would never be able to part with them because of what they meant to me. But you know what? In the last 3-4 years, I've made a concerted effort of giving away saris lock, stock and barrel. And I just think to myself, how many saris do I really need? Okay. I have a lot and I can do with less.
Mm-hmm.
And those memories and those relationships are not tied to the sari. They're tied to what you make of the relationships, right?
Exactly.
And this idea of getting happiness from giving things to other people. I mean, we had our Deepavali party today. I'm actually sitting here wearing one of Sumitra's saris, one of Sumitra's grandmother's saris.
Yeah.
And I like that process. I like the process that an object can be part of someone else's life and then make its way into another person's life. And that's worth more than the momentary joy of buying something new, because that's instant gratification thing that very quickly goes away.
Mm-hmm. Because this is part of the circular economy, right?
Exactly.
I mean, what we really need to be able to do is to realize that, okay, material things have a lifespan. Sometimes they have a lifespan far longer than you may expect. So throwing something away isn't really the solution. Mm-hmm. All it does is end up in a landfill. Mm-hmm. But if it's life can be extended.
So keep it in circulation for as long as you can.
Rather than running out and going and getting you the latest bamboo fiber sari that's going because it's green.
Yes.
You know, doesn't it just make more sense to wear what you have until it's worn down to threads?
Exactly. Or, you know, repurposing it for like a, I don't know, cushion covers?
Yes, absolutely.
Actually, I always get my mum to make clutch bags out of old saris that have ripped, which I think is a great way to extend the life of the things that you own as well.
Mm. And we had a comment that came in on WhatsApp that echoed this. I reuse more than I recycle. This also means wearing some of the really old stuff, says Ro, like running shoes, but my dog doesn't seem to mind.
I'm a
dog.
Well done, doggy.
Yes. I think kitchens are magnets for clutter, right? I have this kind of conversation with my, very gently, I have to have this conversation with my mom every now and then about how many Pyrex dishes does one actually need in a house?
That's a tough one.
That sounds like a joke.
No.
That does not end up being very funny.
No, it usually ends up with me not having lunch either. So
you can continue to let us know how you possibly buy less rather than buying green. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. We will be back after a short break, but first here's Joy to the World by Three Dog Night on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.